Britain is famous for its class system, and it used to be so simple. One knew whether one was working, middle or upper class. Now researchers from the London School of Economics have declared that model to be outdated. They've come up with a total of 7 new class distinctions based on economic, social and cultural connections. Europe correspondent Barbara Miller reports.
Class used to be something people didn't talk about, just accepted. Then it became acceptable to joke about it. Here's John Cleese with the comedians The Two Ronnies in the 1960s.
I look down on him because I am upper class. I look up to him because he is upper class. But I look down on him because he is lower class.
Researchers from the London School of Economics have surveyed more than 160,000 people and come up with 7 new classes. The names aren't catchy.
A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be.
If he were alive today, John Lennon would have to sing about the precarious proletariat, the new class at the bottom of the ladder. Other classes include the new affluent workers, the technical middle class, and the elite. Mike Savage, professor of sociology at LSE, carried out the survey, which was commissioned by the BBC.
There's been a lot of debate in Britain about what's happening with the financial crash and with the rise of the banking sector. And what we found out is that there is a group of about 4% of the population, and they are so financially advantaged over other classes that it's really quite striking. So I think this is quite interesting, quite in some ways quite worrying feature of British society, that we're getting this very powerful, very cohesive elite class.
News of the new classifications is already causing strife.
Well, me and my partner fell out because I said we're middle working class and he says we're working class.
And what do you mean when you say middle working?
I think we're slightly higher than the working class, but perhaps not quite middle class.
And why is he convinced that you're not?
Because his parents were working class and we've got to be working class.
Working class, I think I'll put myself in. I've worked all my life, I've never been out of work, and which is lucky in these days.
But Frank McShane, a vending machine repairman, says he has no biases against people at the top of the ladder.
Look at Princess Anne and Katie. You know, they're not snobs, are they? And William, they're not snobs.
But they're not working class either.
They put a bit of work in, didn't they? You know what I mean?
The public is being invited to do an online test to see where they are on the new scale. It's called the Great British Class Calculator, a reminder perhaps of the good old days when everyone knew exactly where they belonged. This is Barbara Miller in London, reporting for AM.